Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Tuesday, February 21st. I'm Jacob Cohen, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're talking about Temu, the e-commerce site that wants you to shop like a billionaire. It's topping the charts, so where did it come from, and how are its prices so damn low? We will discuss, but first, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All right, first things first, Starbucks filed a patent for a machine to help make those complex, customized, colorful TikTok drinks baristas probably loathe faster and with fewer errors. In recent years, Starbucks has leaned hard into menu customization, allowing people to add more pumps of coffee, vanilla, and whatnot. And it's been a headache for baristas, but it's also boosted sales. Sarah Trilling, president of Starbucks North America, said during their fourth quarter earnings that extras generate $1 billion in annual sales, double what they were doing in 2019, and that 60% of Starbucks drinks sold are customized. In other news, James Cameron broke his own record. Avatar: The Way of Water is now the third highest grossing film of all time globally with $2.244 billion in box office sales and has officially made more money than Titanic's $2.243 billion. Also, this was cool. A factory-sealed original iPhone auctioned for more than $63,000 that had belonged to a woman who received it as a gift in 2007. But didn't want to switch from Verizon to AT&T. Understandable. All right, we've got an oof alert. Former NBA player Paul Pierce will pay $1.4 million to settle SEC allegations that he promoted Ethereum Max, a cryptocurrency token, without disclosing that he'd been paid more than $244,000 in Ethereum Max tokens to do so. And oh snap, how about this? Snap is reportedly gearing up for a move into enterprise AR that would see it offer brands virtual try-on tech to enable AR shopping on their sites. That's neat. Also neat, Quell, a gamified fitness platform that uses resistance bands, raised a $10 million Series A round. The $249 platform is available for pre-order and will ship in 2023. Moving along, Facebook and Instagram are testing paid verification in New Zealand and Australia this week, a move that could add $2 to $3 billion in revenue, per Bloomberg, for around $12 a month on web and $15 a month on mobile. Users will get more visibility and prioritized customer support. And finally, this must have been gut-wrenching. A woman accidentally knocked over and broke one of Jeff Koons' balloon dog sculptures, a very nice sculpture, valued at $42,000 at a Miami art fair. I don't know what you'd do in that situation. As Koons made 799 of the dogs, though, a gallerist made light of the situation and joked that there being 798 is actually a good thing for collectors. All right, let's move on and talk quickly about a sluggish fourth quarter in venture capital. So for an industry that's all about the next big thing, venture capital's next big thing may just be weathering a period of austerity. Globally, in the fourth quarter, VC firms raised $20.6 billion in new funds, according to the Wall Street Journal. And for context, that's the first decrease between the third and fourth quarters since 2009, a 65% drop from the fourth quarter of 2021, and the worst fourth quarter since 2013. The fourth quarter also saw limited partners who back VC funds invest in 226 funds, which is the fewest number of funds of any fourth quarter since 2012. For reference, they backed 620 in the fourth quarter of 2021. So why the drop? Big picture, macroeconomic conditions like rising interest rates and inflation have weighed heavily on the tech industry. It's also slowed the pace of investing and created fewer opportunities to actually back funds. Further, fewer tech companies are going public, which is typically a source of cash that limited partners use to reinvest into venture funds. Limited partners have also become more selective, according to the Wall Street Journal, backing just 141 funds headed by first-time managers in 2022, down 59% year over year and the lowest number since 2013. All right, now time for the main story. What the heck is Temu, and why is it suddenly everywhere? Let's start by discussing that Super Bowl ad you might have seen. The ad showcases a person dancing around making purchases in an app for outfits at eyebrow-raisingly low prices. In the background is a song with the lyrics, "I feel so rich, I'm shopping like a billionaire." The tagline at the end of the commercial is, "Download the Temu app and shop like a billionaire." So first of all, I think it's safe to assume that billionaires are not, in fact, spending $9.99 on a red evening gown, though I understand the point Temu's getting across. So Temu is an e-commerce platform. A quick visit to the site or app, and you will most likely question the quality of the items on sale since the prices are so low. The company says its goal is to offer the most affordable quality products to enable consumers and sellers to fulfill their dreams. The name Temu is short for Team Up, Price Down, a nod to the idea of how economies of scale can drive down costs and prices for consumers. Temu was founded in Boston, but it's owned by China's PDD Holdings. PDD generated $14.7 billion in revenue in 2021, and that year, it handled 61 billion orders from more than 11 million suppliers. It also owns Pinduoduo, which is a shopping platform with around 900 million users. And as it turns out, American consumers weathering inflation actually seem to be enjoying Temu's low prices. A swimsuit on Temu costs about $6.50. Lenovo earbuds cost $10. Sunglasses cost $3. A knockoff Apple Watch goes for $11. An eyebrow trimmer goes for 90 cents. It's now the most downloaded app in the U.S. with 24 million downloads since its September launch and more than 11 million monthly active users, according to CNN. And it zipped past the likes of Amazon, Target, and Walmart on the app charts. But why is it so cheap? Well, because of its Chinese presence, Temu can cut out middlemen and ship directly from China with really no need for U.S. fulfillment or warehouses, all in about 7 to 15 days, according to Wired. And Temu drives prices even lower with perks like free shipping, wild 90% discounts, and other referral-based discounts, but it's unclear if that's sustainable, obviously. Some analysts think it may be subsidizing customers to help gain users, and the firm is already eyeing new territory with plans to expand to Canada, so it's really looking to grow. Now, is the stuff any good? So at first glance, Temu looks kind of like Wish, which is known for its absurdly low prices on all kinds of products, but products at Wish are often so bad, it's turned into a meme. And the influencers that Temu is working with may declare everything as so cute, but some creators have noted a mix of good and meh products, long shipping times, and sometimes damaged or incorrect items that come in their deliveries. So long story short, Temu has certainly got people's attention. Its biggest challenge ahead may be getting their trust. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can sign up at thehustle.co/email. See you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. This great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.